There's no time like the present.
What a gift.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Subway riders and New York City Council members want to know why a surveillance camera in a Brooklyn subway station wasn't working during this week's mass shooting. The MTA said Friday there was some sort of internet connection failure between cameras and the systems that capture video. The MTA did say the cameras captured a clear video of the alleged gunman, Frank James, when he entered the subway system. Protesters marched in Michigan for the third night after police released video of a Grand Rapids officer shooting and killing an unarmed black man. Marchers called for police reforms and shouted Patrick Laoya's name. Happy birthday to Basketball Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He turned 75 today. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys. Because unlike other firms, an attorney will negotiate your case, not a paralegal.
Ready?
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? Why do you believe police brutality continues to exist in this country? Do you believe it to be a systemic problem, or should we judge police misconduct on a case-by-case basis? And what's your opinion on the best course of action to solve the problem? Well, you have come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station. Of the people, by the people, for the people.
Hey, I sure appreciate that.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we got you covered round the clock. Racism, we got you. Progressive politics, we got you. Health and wellness education, we have you covered.
We're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people.
A black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Welcome home,
Welcome
L.A.
Home, LA.
We're all in this together.
Let's get it on.
It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of L.A.'s Leimert Park. You've got a lot to talk about.
We are going to have to fight. We're going to have to struggle relentlessly to bring about some change.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk community. I am Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. On Urban Family Focus, we talk about the subjects that aren't talked about enough within our community. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. We have qualified experts who give us the knowledge, tools, and coping skills that we need as individuals and families to overcome and live our best life. Speaking of living your best life, Sister Nawili's word for the week is this: as long as we define ourselves in terms of our pain and problems, we will never be free from them. Our goal here is to make sure that all of you who get up early get that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. So tell everybody you know to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime and anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. And this month, the CDC has declared April as Minority Health Month. So every Saturday, we're addressing the prevention, treatment, and triumph over cancers that disproportionately impact our community. Today, we're talking about the number one cancer killer amongst Black women, which is breast cancer. Our guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Holmes, an internationally renowned breast cancer surgeon specializing in treatments of breast cancer and non-breast cancer conditions. He completed his medical education at Tulane University School of Medicine. He did a surgical residency at the University of San Francisco and a fellowship in breast surgery at the University of Southern California. Dr. Holmes has dedicated his career to breast cancer treatment innovation to reduce the burden of breast cancer care. Welcome to Urban Family Focus, Dr. Holmes.
Good morning.
Dr. Holmes, thank you so much for being with us this morning to talk about this important subject about women in the Black community. And also joining you in conversation this morning is the founder of My Sister, My Friend Cancer Support Group, Antoinette Greer, and one of their members, Tracy Fairbanks. Good morning, Antoinette.
Good morning.
And Tracy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, everyone.
All right. So before we get started, Dr. Holmes, tell our listeners a little bit about your journey into medicine, and in particularly about that Target collaborative that you're involved in.
Well, I started off with an interest in treating cancers involving the breast. That has been the focus of my career, including areas to improve cancer treatment. The Target treatment that you just mentioned, which stands for Targeted Intraoperative Radiotherapy, is a type of treatment that gives radiation as a single treatment at the time of surgery, as opposed to the traditional 30-day treatment that's given after surgery for women treated with a lumpectomy for breast cancer.
Dr. Holmes, we're going to be getting into some questions a little later, but before we do that, I want, Antoinette, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about your organization and how it got started and what motivated you to create My Sister, My Friend.
Well, first of all, it's imperative that I say that I am a breast cancer survivor. I'm actually a co-founder of the organization. Myself and three other survivors started the organization as an affiliate chapter of Sisters Network, which is a national survivorship organization, back in 2003. We transitioned to My Sister, My Friend in 2006. We provide ongoing supportive services to the treatment patients and survivors of the disease. And we're located in Long Beach, but we service all of Los Angeles County. Most of our clients and patients are referred to us through other hospitals and treatment facilities. So we offer support groups, treatment partners, helping people get to treatment, and breast health educational outreach and navigational screen support. We also host events for survivors, their families, and caregivers.
Thank you. Sounds like you're doing great work. As we know, when in these situations, support is very important, just for the psychology and the things that people go through, depression and anxiety when they are diagnosed with a disease like this. So thank God for your group that's helping women get through the situation and go through their treatment and stay positive. And speaking of staying positive, we have a breast cancer survivor in studio with us, Ms. Tracy Fairbanks. And Tracy, tell us how you found My Sister, My Friend, and how they helped you.
Yes, thank you. I found My Sister, My Friend as when I was first diagnosed. I too, as you mentioned, I am a breast cancer survivor. I was asking my doctor about support groups, and he provided me some information about a newly diagnosed support group. I went there, but no one looked like me. They were also older. And one thing that was a turnoff was they mentioned how your hair, if you're taking chemo, will come out and it comes back looking curly. Hmm. That to me was something that kind of put me off because I have naturally curly hair. So as I was sitting and waiting for my radiation treatment, I found a flyer, and that is where I, it was for my sister, my friend, and I started going there, and I've been going there ever since.
And I'm sure they were a great help to you when you were going through treatment.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into some questions when we come forward here on Urban Family Focus. We're here today with Dr. Dennis Holmes, Antoinette Greer, and Tracy Fairbanks, and we're talking about breast cancer, which is the number one cause of cancer deaths amongst women in the Black community. We seem to be at the top of the list as far as cases that come through, and there's a lot of reasons for it, or at least there's some things that they say are reasons for it, like genetics, environment, lifestyle, and access to care. We're going to talk about some of those things and hear from Dr. Holmes and some of the great work and treatment that he's done and that he's going to recommend to our listeners. When we come forward here on Urban Family Focus, you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
I'm Deanne Ramble, and I have an event coming up on Saturday teaching businesses how to get contracts. But think about this. $21 billion is coming just from infrastructure dollars to California. Of the $1.2 trillion you heard about, $21 billion is coming, and a percentage of that has to go to minority business owners, Black, brown women. Just in L.A. County alone, billions of dollars. My only job for free is to give you an event paid for by Lendustry just for you guys to come down on Saturday to see what it takes to win contracts. That's it. It's free. We don't want anything back. My only hope is to have you ready for contracts. So this is what you do. Go to DionRambo.com, 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 and register for this Saturday. It's free. Be on time, 10 a.m., $21 billion is an example of what I have to get you ready for.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a karate teacher to trim their hedges.
Hey-ya! Man, these shrubs are not made of plywood. Don't worry, another few chops should do it. Yeah! Nope! Yeah! Dang!
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Oh, this treehouse looks like particle board. Yeah! There we go. I'm starting to doubt myself.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, the life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're talking with Dr. Dennis Holmes and Antoinette Greer and Tracy Fairbanks from My Sister, My Friend support group about breast cancer. As I mentioned earlier, some of the reasons or causes that we in our community are faced with this problem, they say one of them is genetics. Somehow genetically our tumors are more aggressive. They claim one to be environment. They say some of the chemicals that we use, even our hair care products, can aid in getting breast cancer. And, of course, lifestyle. And we know that every time we have an ailment in the community, that word obesity gets mentioned. And they claim that increases the estrogen in our bodies. And then there's access to care. And we know in some communities, historically, we haven't had the access to care and screenings that other communities have had. Dr. Holmes, give me your opinion on those things that I just mentioned, and if you feel that they are accurate or inaccurate, but I'd like to get your opinion on those things as far as genetics, environment, and lifestyle and access to care being one of the reasons why breast cancer is at the top of the list for us.
Well, there are a number of factors that influence the development of breast cancer, and as you mentioned, lifestyle is one of the major factors. That includes lack of exercise and obesity, both of which are associated with an increased lifetime risk of breast cancer. But there are other factors that are clearly linked, but they're not necessarily what we call hereditary or lifestyle factors, one of which is that there is a difference, I think, in the timeliness of care. This is becoming increasingly apparent that there's an association between the time it takes from a person to get from a diagnosis to treatment. There's a relationship between the time it takes from diagnosis to treatment and the survival. The longer the time interval, the worse the survival. So it really is essentially a matter of socioeconomics. The reason that it is often longer for Black and poor people to get the treatment is that they have health insurance that's, I would say, substandard, or at least that doesn't facilitate efficient care. Unfortunately, Medi-Cal is one of those types of insurances, or Medicaid. So we're becoming increasingly aware that, you know, people with lower tier insurance have worse survival, and it's really just a matter of getting to care efficiently. Now, there also may be issues with how women are treated, Black women versus non-Black women, treated either intentionally differently or unintentionally different. It is a factor, but I think the timeliness of care is probably a more important factor. Now, I do want to add that you did mention biology. Biology is also important in terms of the types of breast cancers that Black women get. There's a higher chance of them developing triple-negative breast cancers, which are cancers that are more aggressive by their very nature and also harder to treat. And lastly, Black women are more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer at an earlier age compared to white women, about 4 to 5 years earlier on average. And cancers in younger women are more aggressive because they tend to grow faster. So those are just some of the factors that impact the outcome and the survival of breast cancer among Black women.
Well, taking all those things into consideration, the thing that stuck with me, as you said, is it's getting treatment, getting diagnosed, and attacking it early. So what are your recommendations for breast cancer screening? What age should women start looking out for this disease?
Well, officially, the American Cancer Society recommends for the general population screening starting at the age of 40 to 44, but they state that women within that age group can have mammograms as an option yearly. It implies that they can wait, that they have the choice of waiting until they age 45 to 54 to start yearly. So let me clarify. From 40 to 44, they say you have a choice of screening yearly. From 45 to 54, they recommend screening yearly. And then from 55 and older, they give you the option of screening every other year. Now, the problem with this recommendation for Black women is that Black women have a higher chance of being diagnosed earlier, as I said. They have a higher chance of being diagnosed before the age of 45. They have a higher chance of being diagnosed before the age of 60. So, again, for Black women, I recommend they actually start screening earlier, that they screen yearly, beginning at the age of 40, and they continue screening yearly for as long as they have reasonable life expectancy. In addition, if they have dense breasts or a strong family history of breast cancer, which many women have, in addition to yearly mammograms, I also recommend yearly ultrasounds or yearly breast MRI.
Are there any physical signs other than actually having a mammogram or some of the medical tests? Are there any things that they can do to self-check? Are there any, you know, disfigurations they could look for that can be a sign that they could potentially have breast cancer?
Yes. Now, the premise behind breast cancer screening is that you're looking for cancer before it develops any symptoms that can be detectable by exam or by sight. So that is the goal. It should be a normal breast examination when breast cancer is diagnosed. That is the goal. But for various reasons, sometimes cancers aren't detected early by imaging, or people don't seek imaging, in which case the most common symptoms that they complain of is a lump in the breast. But they also can be breast pain that's persistent in one spot. It could be changes to the appearance of the breast. It could be retraction of the skin where the skin is indented. It could be a retraction of the nipple where the nipple is pulled in. There could be changes in the color of the skin, like with skin redness or swelling of the breast or enlarged lymph nodes that they feel in the underarm area. But those are all late symptoms of breast cancer. That's not when we want patients to find a cancer. We want them to find it when their breast exam is completely normal and it's detected because of an abnormal mammogram, abnormal ultrasound, or abnormal MRI.
Screening is key. And I'm sure there could be some young ladies, family members listening that have some questions for Dr. Holmes, Antoinette, or Tracy. And if you're listening and want to ask a question of Dr. Holmes, you can give us a call at 800-920-1580. That number is 800-920-1580. Antoinette, tell us a little bit about how you discovered you had breast cancer and some of the things that you went through that ultimately motivated you to start your organization.
Okay. I had a mass. I had a thicker part of my breast in my late 30s. And I immediately sought treatment, rather care. I went to the doctor and I was given a mammogram that showed calcifications. They told me that it was not breast cancer and that I should watch it. Mindfully, my mother had breast cancer when I was 16 years of age. So looking back at that, I should have been more of an advocate for myself, because by the time I was 40, I ended up with a lump inside of that mass that was 4.5 centimeters large. And it went undetected for quite some time, although I had been doing my well women visits and getting clinical breast exams. Doctors were actually filling that mass and telling me not to be concerned about it until it changed. So I was rather devastated when it changed because that was like 2 years after my discovery of the mass, and ultimately felt that it should have been removed when I first reported it. Mm. So I was diagnosed. I was going to an HMO. So I knew that I was diagnosed at a late stage, 3B, and there's only four stages to breast cancer. So I opted, rather than take a legal recourse, to go into treatment. So that was how I discovered. I discovered my own problem with doing breast self-exams. Oh. So I'm kind of stuck on, being an advocate for yourself and performing those as well.
Yeah, they say the best health care is self-care. Tracy, how did you find out that you had breast cancer?
Like Antoinette, it was pretty much the same. I was getting ready for work. I was doing my self-exam, and I felt a lump. I did let my husband know, and I went to the doctor, and they recommended that I go ahead and get a mammogram, and that is where it was determined that I actually had not one but three lumps. And that's where we started treatment. And also, regarding starting quickly, the doctor wanted me to wait a few months before, just because he didn't have any appointments available. But you do definitely need to be, not Dr. Holmes, but the doctor of that I was under treatment. You do definitely need to be your own advocate, and you need to push. And whatever you believe as an individual to help you get through, you should go ahead and fight for yourself as being your own advocate.
So the doctor actually, I when you said that, I thought about something a doctor told me recently, and it was basically the same thing. He said, score's low, don't worry about it. We'll get to it later. But I'm glad that you were proactive. Dr. Holmes, more and more I'm hearing that, screening and treatment is the key. But I'm wondering, how did this COVID epidemic that we've been impacted with over the last couple of years, how has that impacted women being able to get the proper screening and treatment?
Well, just very quickly regarding the breast self-exam, I didn't emphasize that, but it was emphasized twice, and I do actually want to echo that breast self-exam is still very important. You know, before the age of 40, we don't recommend routine screening mammography. So all you have is your hands or your doctor's hands. And so it really is important for women, especially young women, but also older women, to be familiar with their breast anatomy and to detect changes that might develop. Now, regarding COVID, first of all, it's clear that the virus itself does not cause breast cancer, nor does it increase the risk of breast cancer. However, since the vaccine is injected in the arm, near the shoulder, there are many women who have developed swollen lymph nodes as a result of the vaccine that cause a cancer scare. Fortunately, almost in all those cases, or in most of those cases, it was found that it was simply a side effect of the vaccine, which went away after a few months. More importantly, an indirect effect of the COVID virus is that the pandemic caused many women to delay routine breast cancer screening for 1 or 2 years, in part because screening facilities were closed or they had reduced services during the pandemic. As a result, we're now seeing many more women come in with advanced breast cancers, larger tumors, positive nodes, due to delayed diagnosis of cancers that could have been found and treated 1 or 2 years earlier. Even though most facilities are now back to full service, there are still many women who have yet to return to screening. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you're age 40 or older, I encourage you to make arrangements for your mammograms if you haven't had them performed in the last year.
Yeah, the COVID has kind of kept people inside and created a sense of fear of, you know, socializing, and some of the places are closed. But if it's one thing you want to push through and get, is you want to get that medical care that you know you need, and you want to continue to get your regular checkups and exams and, you know, like Tracy says, take it upon yourself to find some place to go to get checked. Most of the major hospitals remain open during COVID, but they were so inundated, you know, with COVID, that some of the other just basic self-care routines got kind of pushed to the side. So we want to make sure that our listeners are back on track and taking care of it, because now we are seeing an increase in breast cancer in advanced stages because those treatments were overlooked. So Dr. Holmes, I know you, Tracy, you have something you want to add to that?
Yes, I just want to echo what Dr. Holmes is saying. Even with COVID right now where we are, I needed to get my annual mammogram, and I called. The line was busy. I sent emails. Literally, you have to be persistent in terms of trying to schedule your mammogram. It took me about 3 or 4 attempts, whether email, phone. Literally, I told my husband I was going to go up to the center just to try to schedule. So again, be your own advocate and be persistent. Now I have my mammogram scheduled for this Monday, actually.
Oh, great. Antoinette, have there been a lot of other members of your group that have had similar situations where they wanted to get treatment or exam and were put on hold, so to speak?
Not on a regular basis, no. Some of us have HMOs where there's no appointment necessary. Now, the protocol when you get to the hospital may be different, but I hadn't heard of many having problems with scheduling, no.
Okay. So, Dr. Holmes, I guess the next thing I'd like to find out is, what are some of the recent advanced treatments and surgeries and things that we have a, you know, access to today that maybe we didn't have 5-10 years ago?
Well, as a breast surgeon and cancer researcher, my specialty has been breast cancer treatment innovation. That includes oncoplastic surgery, which is a surgical technique to preserve or even improve breast appearance at the time of lumpectomy. It includes intraoperative radiotherapy, which you mentioned earlier, which is a type of radiation that's given as a single dose at the time of lumpectomy while the patient is still asleep, which entirely replaces the usual 4 to 5 week course of daily radiation that is usually given after surgery. And there's also, last but not least, I've been a pioneer in cryoablation, which is tumor freezing, which is a procedure performed in the office that replaces breast cancer surgery for small tumors. The cryoablation procedure utilizes a special freezing needle that's inserted into the tumor, which essentially kills the tumor by freezing it to death. Those are just some of the innovations that I'm involved with, but there are many other innovations in terms of chemotherapy, the timing of chemotherapy, giving chemotherapy before surgery for certain cancers, the advancements in triple-negative breast cancer treatment, including the use of immunotherapy to improve the treatment outcomes for those patients. And for patients with HER2-positive breast cancer, there are many innovations and better drugs that are much more effective at treating that particular type of breast cancer as well.
I'm going to let you comment a little bit more on some of the things you said, because I do have a couple of questions in particular about the freezing that you mentioned. When we come forward here on Urban Family Focus, we're having a conversation about breast cancer with Dr. Dennis Holmes and Antoinette Greer and Tracy Fairbanks from My Sister, My Friend. And we're going to continue to take a deep dive into breast cancer, its causes and treatments when we come forward here on Urban Family Focus. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Dallas Cowboys cornerback Kelvin Joseph is answering police questions about a deadly shooting. Multiple reports say the 22-year-old spoke with the Dallas police for a few hours yesterday about last month's shooting outside a bar that killed 20-year-old Cameron Ray. Joseph's attorney says the NFL player was inside the suspect's vehicle but was unarmed. Gas prices are unchanged again on this day before Easter. The AAA station survey says the national average price for regular is at about $4.07 a gallon. The lowest gas price is in Missouri at $3.65 a gallon. The highest is in California at $5.70 a gallon. Happy birthday to actor and comedian Martin Lawrence. He turns 57 today. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys. Because unlike other firms, an attorney will negotiate your case, not a paralegal.
Hi, I'm Areva Martin, and I want to invite you to the 16th Annual Tools for Transformation Conference, hosted by the Special Needs Network on Saturday, April 30th at the Los Angeles Trade Technical College. Be a part of the conversation as we discuss science, medicine, education, housing, racial justice, and the impact of systemic racism on Black and brown people. Dr. Michael Eric Dyson, one of the country's most prominent thought leaders, is the keynote speaker. So join me and the Special Needs Network for a day of empowerment as we give you the tools to transform your life. The first 300 people to register will receive an IKEA gift bag worth $500, plus a week's supply of food, compliments of Los Angeles Food Bank. The Special Needs Network is one of the nation's leading social justice, autism, and disability rights organizations. For more information and to register for the conference, visit specialneedsnetworkla.org.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's California attorneys. 1455 Frazee Road, Suite 500, San Diego, California, 92108. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV/AIDS-related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV/AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit minorityaidsproject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
A Mother's Day evening of soul. Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, Stephanie Mills, and Freddie Jackson. Mother's Day, May 8th at the Los Angeles Forum, 7 p.m. Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, challenging you to be the change you want to see. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles Incorporated is a nonprofit, community-based organization with a mission to improve the quality of life for African Americans and other minorities by enhancing educational and economic opportunities for youth, with initiatives like the Young Black Scholars Program, the Junior Investment Program, and the Technology Summit. 100 Black Men of Los Angeles focuses on mentoring, education, health and wellness, economic empowerment, and leadership. They're a body of outstanding black men whose training, skills, and experiences adds value to their communities. To join the organization and make a difference, offer support, or sign up an eligible young scholar, visit 100BMLA.net, 100BMLA.net, or call 310-497-2176. That's 310-497-2176. This is the community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We're talking breast cancer today with Dr. Dennis Holmes, one of the most renowned breast cancer surgeons here in the Los Angeles area and probably in the country. And we also have with us today Antoinette Greer and Tracy Fairbanks from My Sister, My Friend Breast Cancer Support Group. Before we get back to our conversation, I just want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring our communities have access to careers and living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and a clear pathway to personal and professional growth. For more information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. That's laul.org. Dr. Holmes, before we went to break, I remember you when you were talking about the new science that has been used today. You mentioned something about freezing cells or freezing something. Can you go back to that and give us a little expansion on what that process is all about?
Yes, well, for decades, freezing cold temperatures have been used to treat various kinds of breast conditions. But primarily the focus has been on treating benign tumors. However, over the last 10 years, we've conducted a number of research studies to show that it actually is effective at treating early stage breast cancers. And so the clinical trials with which I've been involved have primarily utilized it to treating patients with stage 1 and stage 2 breast cancers. And those studies have been studies that were basically use a treatment, treat the tumor. Initially, we took the patient to surgery to remove the tumor site just to make sure that it was effective. And now that we've proven that it actually does kill cancers effectively, we've moved on to clinical trials where we perform the treatment, but we leave the tumor in place. and then only perform a biopsy, a needle biopsy, 6 months later to document that it's dead. I've been involved in several of those studies in the U.S., and we're also working now to launch what's called a randomized controlled trial. It's a trial of 2,000 women, where half of the women will receive the cryoablation treatment, half will receive the traditional lumpectomy surgery, and we're going to follow those women over the course of 5 years to look at the outcome. What we're ultimately trying to prove is that for the right patients, cryoablation, you know, this non-operative surgical treatment, will be as effective as traditional surgery for treating patients with early stage breast cancer. That's the purpose of the trial. And as I said, we anticipate it'll launch by the end of this year or early part of next year, and the results will be completed in about 5 or 7 years.
So very interesting. And I'm, you know, the medical science is advancing, you know, and that's a good thing for all of us. But here in our community, I guess that's still that access to care thing still keeps a lot of us from knowing about these things that you're talking about and participating in these things. So is there any outreach or any organizations that are doing outreach within our community to let our women know that these new advancements and that these new programs exist?
Well, I mean, there are organizations. Of course, there's my sister, my friend, and other community organizations that learn about the research. We share the research with them. I also speak at a lot of events and to bring attention to it. There's not necessarily a, you know, sort of citywide event or citywide effort, but through various organizations, through platforms such as yours, we're able to communicate, you know, emerging technologies and trials. Unfortunately, you know, when someone goes to see a physician, they usually only learn about the options that are available to the physicians. If you go to see a physician who doesn't do cryoablation, it's not likely they'll bring up cryoablation as a potential option. That's just the reality of it. But it's important for people to sort of, as we've heard, advocate for themselves, to ask friends, to use, you know, reasonable use of the internet to trying to find out what other resources are available. To be frank, most of the patients that I treat with cryoablation come from other states or even from other countries because they found out about it through the internet, through social media, through platforms that I've advertised or promoted the procedures. But again, it's important to ask friends, especially those that have been diagnosed with breast cancer before, because they tend to have the most knowledge about what's available in the community.
So I'm going to take a pivot here because we're talking about breast cancer and the focus has been on Black women, and I've known a couple of young men, a couple of brothers, to have breast cancer. Can you speak to? I know it's not as a big a problem for us as it is for the women in our community, but how can men stay on top of it and make sure that there's something we can look for to make sure that we don't have the same issue that most of our women are facing?
Right. Well, breast cancer in men does occur. It's a relatively rare event. It happens to about 0.5% of men, so it's not a large number, but it does happen. Because it's not a very common condition, there aren't routine screening programs like screening mammograms for men. But fortunately, you know, detection of male breast cancer is considerably more easy than it is for female breast cancers. Male breast cancer, it generally develops right behind the nipple. So if someone develops a firm lump behind the nipple, especially if it's only on one side, or nipple pain, or nipple discharge, or changes of the position of the nipple if it becomes retracted, then those are some of the symptoms that men with breast cancer may develop. Again, we don't do routine mammograms, so there's no way to detect it very early by that means. But examination either by yourself or your healthcare provider, that's what's important. Men commonly have gynecomastia, which is enlargement of the breast gland. Sometimes it happens more on one side than the other, but it is, you know, a very common condition that's very easily diagnosed, that for which breast cancer can be excluded. It's really, you know, quite a small number of men, about 2,000 in the U.S. each year, diagnosed with breast cancer. But again, it is important, and breast self-examination is the most important way to find it.
So let's get back to breast cancer in our community and as it impacts Black women in such a great number. What factors contribute to the lower cancer survival rates that we have in our community?
Well, I mean, I just for emphasis, I'll just stress a few points that I made earlier that, you know, cancers generally occur early in Black women, so they're more aggressive because cancers grow faster in younger women. The cancers that form tend to be more aggressive by their very nature, the biology of the cancer, particularly the HER2, particularly the triple-negative breast cancer, is one that grows faster, that spreads faster, and that's less sensitive to the drug therapies that we have to treat breast cancer. There's a lot of research focused on improving the outcome of those patients, but the results are not as dramatic as we'd like them to be, and certainly not as dramatic and effective as it is for treating other types of breast cancer. And then, you know, although there's not been, you probably haven't heard this as much, I think you've gotten some indication from the calls and the comments thus far that, you know, care is often delayed for various reasons. But most often it's related to, you know, either there wasn't sufficient attention paid to the problem and that it was minimized, like we heard in two examples.
Are you there? I think we lost Dr. Holmes. Are you there, Dr. Holmes? Antoinette, are you still on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, while we're trying to bring Dr. Holmes back.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Dr. Holmes. We're going to get back to you. In 1 second.
My apologies.
Okay. We're going to get back to you in a second when we come forward here on Urban Family Focus. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Dennis Holmes on breast cancer in the Black community.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
12 organizations fighting youth homelessness win grants totaling in $38 million. Myesha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. These community-based organizations earn funds from the Homeless Youth Emergency Services and Housing Program. Funds should be used to assist young people who are facing housing insecurity or are currently unhoused. Advocates for homeless youth say there are many factors that can lead to youth homelessness, including addiction and hostile reactions from community members about a young person's social identity. Funds will also be used for providing mental health support with crisis intervention and stabilization services for these youth, since at least a quarter of California's homeless population struggles with mental illness. Another $116 million will be given to Home Key projects to provide housing for homeless people. In total, the state has dedicated $14 billion to this issue.
I'm Deanne Rambo, and I have an event coming up on Saturday teaching businesses how to get contracts. But think about this, $21 billion is coming just from infrastructure dollars to California. Of the $1.2 trillion you heard about, $21 billion is coming, and a percentage of that has to go to minority business owners, Black, brown women. Just in L.A. County alone, billions of dollars. My only job for free is to give you an event paid for by Lendustry just for you guys to come down on Saturday to see what it takes to win contracts. That's it. It's free. We don't want anything back. My only hope is to have you ready for contracts. So this is what you do. Go to DionRambo.com, DionRambo.com, DionRambo.com and register for this Saturday. It's free. Be on time, 10 a.m., $21 billion is an example of what I have to get you ready for.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a karate teacher to trim their hedges.
Hey-ya! Man, these shrubs are not made of plywood. Don't worry, another few chops should do it. Yeah! Nope. Yeah! Dang!
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Oh, this treehouse looks like particle board. Yeah! There we go. I'm starting to doubt myself.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Find a righteous rage and don't be afraid to say what you see. We're KBLA Talk 1580.
Come on, say it. Victory.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with Dr. Dennis Holmes, a renowned breast cancer surgeon. We also have with us Antoinette Greer and Tracy Fairbanks from the organization My Sister, My Friend Breast Cancer Support Group. And while we were on a break, we got a call coming in. So we want to go to line one. Denise on line one.
Hi.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Urban Family Focus.
And Dr. Holmes,
I understand you are familiar with our guest this morning.
I think I am. Dennis Holmes.
That's him.
And you hear me, Dr. Dennis Holmes?
Is Dr. Holmes still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Are you hearing me, my dear buddy?
I hear you clearly.
He can hear you clearly.
Well, Dr. Dennis Holmes, I am a now going on 35 years from my first breast cancer diagnosis. And I met Dr. Dennis Holmes, I think, 2006 or 2005, Dr. Holmes.
Go ahead, Denise. We have about 2 minutes.
Okay. I want to say that I am going through my third battle of breast cancer, and this one is the hardest. It is stage four metastatic breast cancer in my spine. And Dr. Dennis Holmes has been very instrumental in my living. I've been on treatments, and it has gotten me to the point where I can function. And I want to say one thing before we hang up. As a breast cancer survivor, one of the most important things that I've done to live is early detection. And the other part of that is meeting Dr. Dennis Holmes, who has definitely encouraged me and other women and men to always seek out early detection for any tumors that hit us. And I am, again, surviving going into the 35th year.
Well, Denise, thank you for calling in, and thank you for that testimony. You're in great hands, as you already know, with Dr. Holmes and the team of people that he will refer you to. And I just want our audience to know that Denise Roberts has been a champion in the field of breast cancer for many, many, many years. She's helped many women through their survival, and she's been a fighter, and she's still fighting. And we're glad that you were able to call in this morning and let everybody know that the gentleman that's on the line with us is as magnificent as we all know him to be, and that he's been helping you. So when we come forward, yes, we're going to continue our conversation. We have a last few comments from Dr. Holmes, Antoinette, and Tracy. When we come forward on Urban Family Focus, I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new Weekend Lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
I love my hardwood floors, but I wasn't sure how to take care of them. Carrying around a bucket was such a hassle. And even worse, my string mop left streaks and haze behind. Then I found Swiffer Wet Jet Wood, the all-in-one tool made specially for wood floors. Its microfiber-like pad is soft, and it sprays a light mist solution that dries fast. With Swiffer WetJet Wood, it's easy to keep up with the mess on my wood floors. Even that mess.
Swiffer WetJet Wood, proud member of the National Wood Floor Association.
Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Attention. If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077. 800-919-9077.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Weekdays.
Weekends.
We've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're concluding our conversation this morning on breast cancer. With Dr. Dennis Holmes. We also have Antoinette Greer and Tracy Fairbanks from My Sister, My Friend Breast Cancer Support Group. Dr. Holmes, we only have a few minutes left, but if you could just give us one closing statement on something that you want everyone listening to you to remember about the prevention and treatment of breast cancer, what would that be?
Well, it would be that both of those things are important, that breast cancer can be prevented, and mostly it's prevented through lifestyle, through exercise and maintaining lean body weight, meaning carry less fat, lose the excess weight. That is what has been shown to be most consistently associated with a lower risk of breast cancer as well as improve breast cancer survival. The other thing is detection, early detection. It's the most important thing you can do to have an excellent outcome. In fact, most women diagnosed with breast cancer, they live a full life, but mostly it's because they're diagnosed at a stage when it's easily treated before it has had a chance to spread. The best outcomes occur when we're dealing with early stage breast cancers. As the cancer stage advances, the challenges are greater. That's what I have to say.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Holmes, for that insight. And Antoinette, are there any events or things coming up for My Sister, My Friend that you want our audience to know about?
Actually, we have several events coming up in the year, but the closest one would be a virtual event on managing treatment side effects. It just deals with lymphedema and oral health doing treatment, and it would be May 21st. It's on our website as well. We generally do an October event for breast cancer awareness. My echoing Dr. Holmes with early detection, and also if you get diagnosed, to get involved in a support group. He and I go back about 19 years, as a matter of fact, because we bring that kind of information to our group through presentations and events. So it's critical that if you are diagnosed, whatever stage you're in, to get involved in a support group and have a strong support system. That's what it tends to provide, resources that carry you through.
Can you give your website so people can log on and get that information?
Yes, it's My Sister, My Friend, B as in breast, C as in cancer, S as in support, .net.
My Sister, My Friend, BCS, KBLAtalk1580.net. Okay, yes. So we want everybody to log on to that website and see what the great things that this support group has in store for you. And Dr. Holmes, is there a way that people can get more information about you or reach out to you?
Yes, they may go to my website. It's Dr. Holmes, DrHolmesMD.com, like Dr. Holmes MD.com.
Well, this has been an enlightening conversation, and I'm glad that all of you were able to join us. Tracy, thank you for being here. I was witness to your tenacity during your challenges, and you are here, and now you're doing everything you can to help other women who face the same things that you have gone through. This is the end of our talk for today. This is Urban Family Focus. You've listened to KBLA Talk 1580. Black Lives Matter is next, and we want everybody to have a great Easter weekend and remember the reason for this particular holiday season. I'm Reverend Gerald. Black Lives Matter is next.
Thank you.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Tanita, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Dallas Cowboys cornerback Kelvin Joseph is answering police questions about a deadly shooting. Multiple reports say the 22-year-old spoke with the Dallas police for a few hours yesterday about last month's shooting outside a bar that killed 20-year-old Cameron Ray. Joseph's attorney says the NFL player was inside the suspect's vehicle but was unarmed. Gas prices are unchanged again on this day before Easter. The AAA station survey says the national average price for regular is at about $4.07 a gallon. The lowest gas price is in Missouri at $3.65 a gallon. The highest is in California at $5.70 a gallon. Happy birthday to actor and comedian Martin Lawrence. He turns 57 today. That's the latest. I'm Tanita from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information.